You are now listening to The Buzz Podcast, brought to you by The Maker TV. Indulge, incite, inspire.
So, as you're saying, like, the guy you're seeing on the steps.
Yeah.
So, it's a similar story to that, right? I remember vividly, it was the... Was it the World Cup? It was last year. Was the World Cup or the Euros?
Euros.
Okay, so there's an England match playing that evening, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, are you familiar with?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with like Romford Hornchurch area?
Yeah.
Like, he's, yeah. So he's like proper EDL of man.
Oh my god.
So obviously they're out having pints of lager, yeah. So that day I was working, at the time I was working as a healthcare assistant, so I was going home to home, helping other people. Yeah. So then, you know, I was coming from my last house. This was around like, what was it, 7 p.m, 8 p.m?
Okay.
Like that. It was still bright outside. Mm. Before I left the house, because they were watching football themselves, I forgot who scored from free kick. It was England that scored from free kick. So I was like, alright, cool. 10 minutes later, you know, I leave the house, on my way home. And then, you know, I get my phone out, put my headphones in, and then on this road there's a car park at the end of the road.
Yeah.
And then my bus stop is like down there. So I'm walking, and then I have my headphones. I haven't even turned on my music yet.
Yeah.
So then I'm hearing, because I'm walking closer, and I'm hearing it, you know, keep on getting louder. So I'm thinking, no, that can't be. Come here. So I'm just trying to mind my own business. And then I see like a head over the you know these big square bins, right?
Yeah.
So then I'm thinking, no, that can't be it. So I took off my headphones so I can clarify whether the sound is coming from there. Then I heard it was coming from that direction. I was like, no. So I was walking to it because there were like two bins. As I was walking. The gap in between the bin, yeah. you could see what was actually going on. So this guy, his pants were to his ankles, right?
He was wide stuff.
Yeah. this guy, his pants were to these. There were two. The guy was white. The lady was white as well.
Yeah.
Her dress was like up here, and this guy was just going to town. I was like, no. I was like, rah, because England scored, yeah?
That's exactly why you scored. I was thinking,
is it because they scored? Yeah.
I was thinking,
like, because the pub was like, because that was a cover for the pub.
Yeah.
So I was thinking,
she must have made the place the bet and lost. So like, English shit, bet.
So I was like, rah, what?
What a winning.
This is what happens out here, like. Because I'm barely in the area, so I'm only in the area for work. So when I'm in the area, I'm seeing stuff like this. I'm like, what?
So the Euros this year?
No, every 2 years.
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years, there's Euro and then
World Cup. What is that?
Euro. So where's it even? Where's it even?
Yeah. Okay. Even year.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever noticed.
Even number.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't think I've noticed though.
Either way, I don't follow football like that, so
yeah.
I couldn't care.
Man's fantasy. Outside.
Europe. Listen, man, Ben's in it. Right.
Apparently,
that's the spot. Outside, around the corner from the park.
I love it.
Car park.
Cheese.
You know when he wakes up in the morning, like, that's good. You know what I mean? But those craziest places are always the best sense.
And once again, it was like, oh yeah, I got another conversation started.
Yeah, that must be true. Literally, when you make somebody up, you literally have a full on story.
Yeah, like,
that's
just so messed up, man. It's so messed up.
He wants to buy some wins.
I don't know if you're joking, man.
Have you seen Earthlings?
No.
I can recommend it twice now.
Recommend it twice?
Yeah.
What is it?
I would have recommended to watch it.
What's it?
I would
It's scary ass.
It's a guilt trip, apparently.
Yeah, man. It makes you want to hate animals. It makes you love animals. It makes you want to eat animals.
Yeah, apparently it's a guilt trip.
Yeah, it makes you want to go veggie, fam.
Actually, yeah, we can talk about being vegan, vegetarian, all that stuff.
Yeah.
What are your opinions? Okay, I'll give you a scenario, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, someone comes up to you at KFC, tells you, you're a sick freak because you're eating chicken. Yeah. You should become vegan.
Yeah.
What are your opinions on that?
That?
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'll do it.
I'm pretending to blow her up. That's the thing.
Like, you just hit me up like, you're a sick
I don't want to hear that. I can eat. Then I can eat the chicken. I like. You should. If we're in KFC, you shouldn't have talked to the
panel. Call the bloody CEO for making us eat it.
If it wasn't on offer, then.
The only reason why being a vegan and stuff is unpopular is because it's expensive as hell.
Apparently, it's not, though.
But it is, though.
Is it?
Yeah, man. You haven't met her, but when I'm with the girl that's the vegan segment, which I enjoy,
you did that.
She spends like double what?
Double
what?
They're trying to say it's like same prices, yeah.
Even the bloody restaurants is pretty expensive.
All the cheap vegan food is.
Bro, I paid like what, £8 for a grilled halloumi wrap and chips.
Yeah, £8, you know, that's like normally a £3 moist, mate.
Chicken wrap.
Don't get me wrong, it was banging.
Yeah.
For £8.
And what can, again, from me, someone here who's a vegan, just answer this, but what can I get? What's the range? What's the variety of vegan food?
Not much.
Didn't think so.
Nuts.
Remember, that's like, you know, that's like no egg as well.
There's vegetarian.
No milk.
No dairy, nothing.
Like, the problem with being a vegan as well, you eat lots of the same thing.
That's why I'm not a vegan.
Like, the, when we went to do an episode where I went to like a chicken shop.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fake chicken shop, obviously. It's basically like wheat and soy.
Oh, corn.
Yeah, some corn where chicken it was. Ate it. I mean, it tastes good. But then everywhere I've been has that same thing in terms of meat. So everything they eat is just the same soy. Made into very different meal. Like even her kebab and chips is just soy. Even like her wings is soy. Everything's just soy.
Wings, like, you know. So what's the bone made out of? Soy?
No bone.
Okay.
It's basically
boneless
is chicken.
Okay.
They shaped it like a wing. Just to give me
like. Get out of here, man. Come on.
Another question, probably to be best for being able to be here, but what are the dietary kind of nutritional values of being a vegan? Because am I going to get the same amount of protein? Am I going to get the same amount of fat?
You can get your protein and your fat.
Okay, I'm not saying do you get it, do I get the same amount?
Well, it depends on how much
you eat.
That's a very good question. I've never really.
I mean, if you're a vegan, your life.
Am I going to have a balanced diet?
It's supposed to be an extra 10 years, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to live an extra 10 years meatless, ass?
That's
depressing, dude.
Wasn't there some couple, you had a child or whatever, and tried to raise it vegan and it died? It wasn't getting enough nutrition.
There we go.
They weren't breastfeeding enough, and they're like, oh no, this kid's.
Oh, they weren't breastfeeding either?
Yeah, bro. They weren't doing.
Yeah, because that's dairy, duh.
Yeah, apparently.
But is that dairy?
But there is a reason.
Is that dairy?
That's your mother's milk.
Is that milk dairy?
But that doesn't make it.
But not breast milk.
But have you noticed a lot of vegans don't even like kids?
I don't know, but is breast milk dairy?
I need to find you. Have you not noticed that a lot of vegans don't even like kids anyways?
I don't even know any vegans that have kids.
What did you just say?
A lot of vegans don't like kids. Like, Cam don't like. Cam hates kids.
Sorry to be on your neighbor.
But she hates kids.
The buzz exclusive
right here. Every vegan, I think, to me, hates kids. I'm not even surprised they're not breastfeeding. They would never want to deal with that situation in the first place.
Right. I don't need the connection, though.
I just always meet vegans that don't want kids.
They don't like meat and they don't like kids.
I mean, they want to produce their meat, innit?
But. But that doesn't make it. But their reasoning, the reasoning I've heard is like. Why they don't have any animal products is because it's inhumane or whatnot to take, like, okay, for instance, milk, cow's milk, taking the cow's milk away from a baby cow, but then you're depriving your So then, with your example, you're depriving your baby cow of your milk. So it's like,
the way
it doesn't add up.
It's like, from literally time began, it was eat or be eaten.
Yeah.
So why, what's changed? Just because we got better at it, than what we're eating.
It's because vegan got cool, that's why.
It's
because you can add it in your Instagram bio, that's the
reason. Every vegan has vegan in it. Sorry, Cam. Every vegan has, they have to let me know that they're a vegan. You'll be like, oh, what's your Instagram name? Sam underscore vegan, bearded vegan.
I know.
Eating vegan.
Vegan days.
Chummy vegan.
Me eating vegan. Vegan.
I should add that. That's a sick one.
What is it? Why do vegans always want me to know they're vegan? And they do that thing where they think they've got their restaurant menu, they'll post their picture, write some long, like, yo, this meal was really good. Yeah. I was at, they'll shout out the restaurant. You don't see me hashtagging Nando's when I buy my chicken. Like, they proper hashtag it.
I know, yeah.
Every time. All
the time. Like, to know.
Like, being like,
the hashtags are the one.
Being on there.
Staying healthy, fitness, oh, it's crazy. They need to get paid for something. Vegans are getting so many advertisements. They need to start paying these Instagram users, man, for real. I would have been upset if I'm not getting paid for any of these promotions.
That 5 minutes worth of hashtagging it.
Not like,
what? Oh, man, it's a
bit effort for that. But yeah, it's like, I mean, I don't...
Would you be a vegan, though?
Would I be a vegan?
Let's say...
I would eat vegan food, but yeah. Being a vegan... No, no, no!
Don't get me wrong, like...
Because remember, that's no cheese, that's no egg as well, yeah, so what...
I'd be veggie at most, but not vegan.
Yeah, vegetarian, yeah.
What's the English breakfast then if you're a vegan? Like, you know when you get from a night out...
English
you
know, like, breakfast.
Grease, yeah.
Egg, sausage...
Yeah, nah, yeah.
What is the English breakfast if you're vegan? What? Is it just toast?
Well, it's probably...
beans and mushrooms.
Soya eggs.
Beans
and
toast.
Soya and meat. I know, like. Thank you for listening to that episode. If you enjoyed, please leave a rating on whatever platform you're using, whether it's SoundCloud, iTunes, or whatever other platform you're listening to this on. If you'd like the video versions of these episodes, be sure to check them out on our YouTube channel, The Maker TV, all one word. If you'd like to carry on this discussion on social media, use the hashtag TheBuzz. That is hashtag THEBUZZ. Or for you Americans, double Z. It's been a pleasure bringing you this episode. Catch you on the next one.